Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Joined downstairs by Jose Semedo, the Sheffield Wednesday captain for the day, still in his Sheffield Wednesday kit, still with that armband on that left arm. Jose, just tell us what it was like today.
Probably gonna sleep with a kid like that. No, it was fantastic, and we just did the job we have to do, and the manager talked with us and just said, "Don't think about the occasion and just do what we've been doing." And on the end, we're gonna put the cherry on top of the cake, and we just did that.
I saw the players come out onto the field from the tunnel, and I looked straight at you as you came out, and you had a really serious look on your face. It looked like you were ready to just go out there and put on a business-like performance, and that's what it was today, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And because I never felt that emotional before, and after I see Reading get promotion, all the people on the pitch, Southampton, I just dreaming with that moment too, because I never had that in my life. And I just before I step on the pitch, I said, "It's gotta be this day. It's gonna be today." And fortunately, we did.
What's it like playing in front of 38,000 celebrating Sheffield Wednesday fans?
Jesus Christ. And I don't have any words to explain that, because these fans, they've been with us all through the season, and today they deserve it. They deserve it more than anyone else, because on the toughest moment they was there with us. They put us believe all the time, and we did. And it's all for them.
And the manager said leading up to this game that you would have to go and earn this promotion today, that Wickham weren't just going to roll over, you had to go and take the game to them. And that's what you've done today. There was never really any danger that you were going to blow this, was there?
No, but if we let them, they're gonna do it. But we just get with the right spirit, the right mentality, and on the end, all the happiness of the fans, Wednesday fans on his face, it was unbelievable. And after the tough seasons, toughest moments we had, we always get a good reaction, and we did down the end.
Mikel Antonio and Niall Ranger have got the goals today. What kind of an impact have they had on the squad since they've come in from loan?
No, big impact, and we all know every player's coming new is to make a difference, and fortunately they made it. In particular, Mikel Antonio coming first, and on the Derby game, he made a big impact, and he keep going. And Niall coming later, he still make a big impact too. And I hope these guys stay with us next season.
The fans have really taken to you, Jose. You know, you've got the armband on there. They chant your name every game. I mean, is this the best season of your career?
Definitely, for sure, without a doubt. And always I said, I remember when I first came in here, I called Nicky Weaver to ask about the club, and they tell me how big a club is, but now I'm here, I can see he didn't tell me the truth, because it's even bigger than what he tell me. And so every time I step on the pitch, I said, I'm gonna play for the fans, I'm gonna play for them, because they're always behind the team, always want the best for the team. And this is what I did all through the season.
Is it any sweeter at all? Is there any a factor that the fact that you've beaten the City rivals to get this second spot, does that play any part? Does it add anything to this promotion?
No. And we hope them get to the championship too, because the City, after what happened this season with the two big derbies, we hope they get promotion, because the City cannot live anymore without derby.
What were the celebrations like? Not just on the field afterwards. I saw you get mobbed by a lot of supporters there. You're very lucky to come back intact with your shirt and your kit and your armband. But they were crazy scenes. What were they like in the dressing room as well?
Oh, it was unbelievable. Big party, food is everywhere, champagne everywhere, beers everywhere. And he didn't finish yet.
Who soaked the gaffer? Because apparently he got an absolute drenching with a bottle of champagne.
I
Who was the
didn't.
culprit there? Was it you?
No, don't be. I didn't see that one.
Okay then. Well, I mean, he's done a great job as well, hasn't he, over these last few weeks? He's now going to end this season unbeaten as Sheffield Wednesday manager. You know, he says it's a great achievement, and he's said that Sheffield Wednesday can go on into the Championship now and have an impact like Southampton have done this season, like other teams have done in the past. Is that how you see it as well?
Yeah, after Southampton, Norwich, all this team did it, why not? Everything is possible. And now we are there, take a good holiday and come back strong again next season.
Yeah, I believe there's going to be a civic reception on Wednesday where the players and the manager and the fans can get together and do that. But what are you going to do tonight? What are the celebrations going to be like this weekend?
I don't know yet. I know just tomorrow we have got dinner in the stadium. I don't know if everyone gonna turn up after tonight. I hope everyone turn up, but we'll see tomorrow.
You'll have to turn up with the captain's armband on,
No,
you
I wanna be there.
know. Hey, look, Jose, thanks a lot for joining us.
My
Congratulations,
pleasure.
and enjoy the summer. Well done.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.
It's Jose Semedo.